The Story Within My Story. In the image below, you can actually see the core around which a whole tree formed, intact at its center. The tree never left it behind as it grew, but kept it central. The story I am going to tell you now is like that for me. When I was a little girl, my best friend was a beautiful maple tree in my front yard. It had a bough that was just low enough that if I pulled the red picnic bench beneath it, I could reach it and swing myself up into its generous boughs and climb high enough to see what I thought was the whole universe. It was there that I could look over the broader terrain around me and learn important things about the interplay of light and shadow, stillness and movement. Up close, light illuminated the lattice and lifelines of each leaf, filling me with wonder at the mysterious way something can be fragile, strong, and vital all at once. Small creatures we often walk by, sometimes visited, creeping over a finger, gracing me with their trust, and teaching me why it is right to let things go when they need to go. Through the birds, I learned that the best forms of communication are not always words. Every groove and line in the trunk of that tree that I touched taught me that adversity as well as nourishment both play a role in shaping everything, including me, and that some of the most beautiful trees are that way because of the way they engaged with adversity. Within this space, I also began to know what it means that wind and leaves need each other to dance. And grown-ups look different from up there. Not so big or full of importance, but sort of just like me. I heard their dreams and their sorrows as they walked past, unfolding a deeper understanding of why they sometimes got such a faraway and sad look in their eyes, and what made them so worried sometimes if I didn't behave in certain ways. This tree was also a place where I could dream, think, wonder, and really feel everything I felt, no matter how it showed up in the moment. It held me safe in its boughs and sheltered me, no matter what, immersing me in its fresh aliveness and ever-changing green, fragrant world of surprise encounters. It is the first place I ever really felt fully received, just as me. And it is where I bloomed in the only way things can really bloom. And it is how I know when another person feels safe enough to share with because they make me feel that same way. Only much later, and after I had to move away, after someone cut down the generous low branch that once had invited me in, after a million twists and turns in my life, I understood how essential and deep down the gift from that special tree was. That what the tree and I shared is something like what we all need, a way of listening with the whole self that words play a part of, but only a part. I have tried to give this way of listening to everyone I have encountered throughout my life. Over many years, I have studied practices and supportive ways of listening that resonate with and have enhanced my vision and mission without leaving behind this core experience. I want to give it to you. I could have told you here about my academic and professional history, my hobbies, my accomplishments, and the many roles I have played, but that may have told you very little about why I created this website and what I am offering to you. Instead, in this story, I hope I have revealed what is essential about me. The tree experience I have tried to tell is my touchstone, and the meaning of that encounter is ever unfolding through every encounter I have with the world across my lifespan, nuancing the gift that I offer. Meaning, like all of life, is not meant to stay static. It unfolds.